Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Truma's Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting three lines on the top. We learned in the Mishnah, if a person changes the order of the Afrasha, he does Truma before Bikurim, or he does Maisa before Truma, say then he's Oiver the Aveira of Miloscha V'Dimacha Lois Acher. So the Gemara now asks, when exactly is Oiver the Aveira? When is that Aveira happening? Says the Gemara in Machlokes, Rav Chiya bar Abba Omar mitchilo, right in the beginning, as when he takes a truma before he took bikurim, he's oiver that he took truma before bikurim. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Omar basoiv, at the end, meaning only when he takes the bikurim, when he takes the truma, no avera happened. When he takes the bikurim and it turns out to be the bikurim came after truma, that's not there. The avera is doing the bikurim beichur late after truma. What's enough kamino between the two explanations? Says the Gemara, we'll use the gears that we have, lesiruf hakri, for burning of the kri. Meaning, as Reb Chaim explains, if he took out truma and he did not take out bikurim, what is he supposed to do? So if you say he did not do an avera yet, but if he will take bikurim, he'll be oiver avera. So his only solution is to burn the kari. If it's burned, so he didn't do any avera. He's not obligated to bikurim because there's nothing to bring. And he didn't take Bikurim late. But if you hold, he already did that Veira. So he already did that Veira. So the Truma was already done first. Now he can take it to Bikurim. There's no reason to burn the carry. So the Rav Kamina, if he did that Veira or not, does he have to burn the carry or not? So that's the Gemara says, let's see if a carry nafak b'nan. That Rav Kamina is regarding burning the carry. Al daite de b'chia barvo oiver. Al daite de b'shmo bar Yitzchok ein oiver. According to b'chia barvo, he was already oiver. So there's no point in burning the carry. He was not oiver and avera, so burn the carry and you have a solution. Just to point out that Chaim has another gear, so not the seer for kri, but nisra for kri. Not that he has to burn the carry, but if he got burnt. So he did truma, and then the carry got burnt. According to the first mandomar, he already did that avera, it doesn't help him. According to the second mandomar, that solved his problem of doing an avera. Says the Gemara of Shmuel bar Abba Bai. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, if you do, before the carry is done, before you pile up the grain, and when it's still shibolim, when it's still ears, so then there's no chiyuv of truma ma'aser yet. And if you did a freshas ma'aser, it works. That's called a gdoma b'shibolim, and then you're not obligated to do truma. So the Gemara asks, if a person did ma'aser during that time before you have the obligation to do truma, is there a problem of doing it early, or then it's not a problem because there's no chiyuv? So that's what the Gemara says. Ma'aser rishon shekdim b'shibolim. Did ma'aser rishon first? Oiver is yoiver the isur of miloscha v'dimocha lo sacher. Oyein oiver ela seder. It's not oiver. Only when you do it in order. Only when you already have the obligation of truma. And this question the Gemara does not answer. Tanya kameida revo. They said a brisa for revo. Truma eino ma'keves es habikurim. Reb Chaim turns around the gear saw and says, Bikurim eino ma'keves the truma. So Bikurim doesn't stop the truma, doesn't cause you not to do truma. What does that mean? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Omoloin de abo pnimin hi. This is the mandoma that says your sentence is abo pnimin. So the Gemara b'risi ba'i haidod abo pnimin. Which abo pnimin are you talking about? Where do we find our pnimin that says this sentence? Omolei Rabbi Mano. Ramana says, Shamati Abba, I heard Abba said, Tani bikurim bi minoi v'truma b'smoil. A person does bikurim with his right hand and truma in the left hand, meaning he's doing it at once. He's doing it not one before the other. He's doing both of them together. Truma in one hand and bikurim in the other hand. Is that a problem or not? Is Tani Tani oivos. There's a mandoma that holds your oiver, meaning you are not doing it in the right order because it's supposed to be bikurim first and then truma, not together. Is Tani Tani ain't oivos. There's a mandoma that holds. You're not oiver, because the problem is to do truma before bikurim. If you do it together, there's no problem. Says the Gemara, man del mar oiver, the one who holds oiver is rabbanim. That's it, that's rabbanim. Man del mar ain't oiver, that's abba pnimin. That's the one that we mentioned, abba pnimin, that he holds, that there's no issue to do it together. And this is what the sentence the Gemara said before. Bikurim ain't makeves that truma. The bikurim doesn't stop the truma. You can't do truma until you do bikurim. You could do it together. You can't do it before, but you could do it together. That's fine. Continuing on in the Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, Halacha Dalet in the Mishnah, Hamiskaven loymar trumo ve'omar ma'aser. A person had intention, he wants to take these fruits and say this is trumo. By mistake, his words were ma'aser. Ma'aser ve'omar trumo, or the opposite. He wanted to say ma'aser and came at trumo from his mouth. Oilo ve'omar shlomi. He looked at an animal, he said this animal will be a korban. He wanted to say korban oilo, but the words that came out of his mouth are shlomi. Or shlomi ve'omar oilo, the opposite. He wanted to say shlomi, came at the word oilo. She'eini nichnas l'bayit zeh, he said a neder, I'm not going to go into this house. V'amar l'zeh, by mistake, he said a different house. She'eini ne'no l'zeh, wanted to say, I'm not going to injure this person. And v'amar l'zeh, but it came out of his mouth of somebody else. Lo yamar klum ad she'epiv v'li b'shom. He didn't say anything until his mouth and his heart will be in the same thing. Meaning here you have a contradiction between what he's saying and what he's intending to say. He's intending to say one thing, and he's saying something else, and the Mishnah tells you that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Tamat Tanim, we'll do over there. B'sham Oimim, Hegdish, Tos, Hegdish. If a person did a Hegdish by mistake, it's still a Hegdish. And that is a Mishnah in Nozir. And the case over there is, he's intending, he wants to be Magdish, his black axe. He said, the one that comes out first, who's black, I'll make a Kaddish. Came out the white one. Say B'sham, it's Hegdish. Even though he said wanted to do black, the white one becomes Kaddish. That's called Hegdish B'tos. He made a mistake. That's not what he intended to do. V'homa v'yim yisav v'yim yon, not only in the case of black and white, but also Balumar Chulin. He was intending to say this animal is Chulin. It's not Hegdish. V'homa oilo, and his words came out wrong. Instead of saying Chulin, he said oilo. Kodshag, it is Kaddish. So Rabbi Yirmi is adding on the Mishnah Nozir. Mishnah Nozir said that he thought a black ox will come out, came out of a white, he didn't change his words. But he says, even if he changes word, B'Sham, I say, that it does work. So basically, no, that's not the case. The case of B'Sham, I say it's Kaddish, is he wants to make Hegdish. He wants an ox to make Hegdish. He just thought it would be black, it turned to be white. But his words were correct. He said Hegdish in the first one because that was his intention. Just came out, the wrong color came out. It's Dover Acher. It's not in the actual Hegdish. Says the Gemara, V'adom astis somayik. So according to this, how do you learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah doesn't work with B'Shamai, because B'Shamai say that if you said the wrong thing, it's still Hegdish. So in this case, a person wanted to say Maisa, but he said Trumo, and the end of the day he said Trumo, so it's still Trumo. So if you hold like Rav Yirmiyahu, if a person said the wrong thing, it's still going to be Hegdish, so also the wrong thing by Trumo should still be Trumo. Our Mishnah doesn't go with B'Shamai. But everybody agrees that when you said the wrong thing, it doesn't work. But Shama just said that he had an intention for a black ox, it came in a white ox, but he intended to do Hegdish, then it works. But if he said the wrong thing out of his mouth, he wanted to say Chulim, and he said Oilo, then there's no Hegdish, so then our Mishnah works according to everybody. Something more, Tani Bisfasayim Veloy Belev. It says in the Pasuk, Oy Nefesh Kitishova Levate Bisfasayim, expressed in the lips. Suppose with daik veloy belev, it has to be in your lips, but not in your heart. Yechol shad ani moitzi es agoyim belev. What if the person is intending in his heart to do a shvua? He's not intending to say a word. He wants it to happen in his heart. Tomeloy melevate, meaning any type of bitui, even the heart works. So a person wants to say in his mouth and it did not come out, then it's not a shvua. But that's his intention to say it in his heart, then it does work. Shmuel argues, Shmuel says, no, it must come out of your mouth. If it doesn't come out of your mouth, the person just has in mind to have a shvur that's not a shvur. Some of Atani, Kol Nadiv Lev, we learn regarding Truma Samishkon. It says, Kol Nadiv Lev, Zagorim Belev. Nadiv Lev, then a dove is in the heart. I mean, you could do it with your heart. Atarim is Zagorim Belev. Do you mean Tavka the heart? Or you know, Elam, Moitzi Besoso. Maybe it means you have to actually express it in your lips. Says, Igmo Dav Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. I mean, when the Torah wants to speak about your lips, the Torah says, Moitzes Fasecho Tishvor. Harei Moitzes Fasecho. So we didn't mention Moitzes Fasecho in the case that it says Moitzes Fasecho. Hamanim kev kol nidiv lev. What does it mean kol nidiv lev? Zagorim belev. So what do you see? You see that it's good enough to say it in the heart. Says the Gemara, Madom HaShmur LeKorban. Shmuel agrees that by nidivus, when you want to give an adova to the Mishkan, you can do it in the heart. But in order to be mischayev with a korban, when you say a shvua, that needs to be with your lips. That's why it says bisfasayim. It must be, if you don't express it in your mouth, you may have a donation, but you don't have a chiyuv korban in a case of a shvua. And that's the chiluk according to Shmuel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Lamed Aleph.